We are not fighting flesh and blood, but principalities of darkness. In one of the exorcisms of Father Gabriel Amort, aside from the usual names he prayed, in the name of Jesus Christ, or in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, at that time, that I personally witnessed in 2003, he invoked the name of Saint Joseph to cast out Satan from a demonic. At the mention of Saint Joseph, the devil groaned and eventually left the possessed woman in peace. Today, as we celebrate the solemnity of Saint Joseph, it is nice to meditate what is the important role of Saint Joseph in our present time. In the Holy Trinity, God the Father has the ultimate authority, so that Jesus always teaches that he came to obey his Father's will. The Holy Family that symbolizes the Holy Trinity has the Father that possesses the ultimate authority. Thus, Saint Joseph is endowed not only with extraordinary holiness by God the Father, whom he represents, he is also gifted with the power as the Father to protect the child Jesus and the Blessed Virgin Mary from all evils. Hence, among the titles given to Saint Joseph by holy tradition is the Terror of the Devil, with the introduction of Pachamama Amazon worship in the Catholic Church liturgy. New Age practices like yoga, Walt Disney, Harry Potter, and innumerable schools, and the like, Satan has succeeded to infest and possess so many Christian faithful today. The coronavirus has become pandemic. Why? In Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 17, if we disobey the commandment of God, namely, I am the Lord thy God, there is no other God beside me. And we go down to Exodus chapter 20, it says, if you disobey this commandment and worship idols like Pachamama, there will be plagues. So the plague is a punishment because of our violation against the first commandment, which is idolatry. But let's try to analyze, what is this plague? In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 to 65, we are told that if we obey the commandments of God, we will be blessed. But if we disobey the commandments of God, we will be cursed. And one of the curses is plague, famine, war, and many others. In the language of exorcism, what's the meaning of curse? Curse means God in his goodness allowing by his permissive will the devil to tempt us, to inflict punishment on us, so that we will not become bastards, but we will become children of God. So curse is entry point of the devil to infest us with the Pachamama, to infest us with the coronavirus. So if the coronavirus is a plague and it is something spiritual, we need a spiritual solution. We need more than ever deliverance prayer. We need at this very moment Saint Joseph. We are at the end times characterized by loss of faith and increased diabolical activities. Paul VI, in Deliver Us from Evil 1972, and in his homily on the 29th June 1972, Smoke of Satan, he said, from the crack of the walls of the church, the smoke of Satan has entered into the temple of God. In the general audience of November 15, 1972, the same Paul VI stated that one of the greatest needs of the church today is the defense against that devil we call Satan. The miracle of the sun on the 13th of October, 1917 makes us realize the importance of the protection of Saint Joseph in the church in the end times when heresies and diabolical activities have increased. Let us recount our faith in God through the instrumentality of Saint Joseph in some biblical or traditional events in the like of the Holy Family, which will strengthen our devotion to Saint Joseph as the terror of the devil. A father of the church, whose name is Origen, remarks that the order given by the angel to Saint Joseph to go into Egypt included the power to drive away all the devils who have fixed their empire in that infidel land of Egypt. Origen, a father of the church, informs us that as soon as Saint Joseph, the Holy Patriarch, entered Egypt, with the child Jesus and his Immaculate Mother, the idols were crushed, overturned, and the magicians destroyed themselves. They committed suicide out of fear. To whom? Someone coming so powerful that will destroy them. His name is Saint Joseph. And so the father of lies was chained down, and the infernal spirit of darkness took flight at the appearance of the Son of Justice, though then hardly risen and enveloped in the mourning garb of humanity. Isaiah chapter 19 foretold these prodigies. The glory of these victories doubtless belong to the infant God, but he was pleased to achieve them by the arm of Saint Joseph as being the head of his family, the guide and savior of the Savior of the world. Seeing himself once overcome, the devil then began to tremble at the name of Saint Joseph. But greater fear threatened Satan when he sees his great merits, his sanctity, his dignity, and his power shine forth. Saint Joseph is one of the first dignitaries of heaven. He occupies the rank which is due to the king's father and the queen's spouse. As protector of the dying, we know Satan does not take things for granted. He sends more demons before the dying person to make sure he captures the soul of the dying man. Lucifer, being aware of the great dignity of Saint Joseph in heaven, trembles with great fear as he approaches the bed of a dying person who during life had been a true devotee of Saint Joseph. Satan knows that our divine Savior, in order to reward this great saint for having saved him from the sword of King Herod and a temporal death, has given the special privilege of preserving those dying persons who, during life, look up to Saint Joseph as their protector from the power of the devil and eternal death. We have several saints who can testify on the importance of Saint Joseph in the end times. And if you have read The City of God by Mary Agreda, she said, Saint Joseph at the end times will be able to help us in many ways. First, she said, those who invoke him shall obtain from God, by his intercession, the gift of chastity, so much needed today in the Catholic Church, where many of the hierarchy have fallen into pedophilia. So we need more than ever Saint Joseph. He shall conquer the temptation of the senses for us. Second, the City of God says, they shall receive particular graces to deliver them from sin, especially in the sin of impurity. Third, they shall obtain a true devotion to the Virgin Mary. Fourth, they shall have a good and happy death. In that all-decisive moment, be defended against the assaults of Satan. Fifth, they shall be delivered when expedient for them from bodily sufferings and shall find help in their afflictions. Sixth, if married but barren, they shall be blessed with offspring. Seventh, the unemployed but good person will easily find a job compatible to his career. Eighth, the demons shall have extreme dread of the glorious name of Saint Joseph. Another saint by the name of Saint Paul of Mall, who died in 1896, a Belgian mystic of the Benedictine monastery of Flanders, prophesied that God will uncover the incorrupt body of Saint Joseph to make many miracles at the end times and will protect us from the fire from the sky. To obtain all the eight promises, let us not tire to consecrate our lives daily to Saint Joseph, reciting this prayer of consecration to Saint Joseph. O Saint Joseph, terror of demons, pave the way for Mary, and she paves the way for her Son, Jesus Christ, into the world, our families, and our hearts. Help protect us from the Jezebel spirit and all demons operating in the feministic world that emasculate men. Intercede on our behalf. You protected Mary, your most chaste spouse, and in doing so, did what Adam did, not what Adam did not do in the garden you protected. Therefore, Saint Joseph, terror of demons, conqueror of this failure of Adam, bestow upon all fathers the grace of authentic masculinity and purity of heart, so that they too can defend and protect the family. Just by a sideline, you know where this prayer came from also? From Saint André Bissette. Remember this little saint, 5 feet tall. When he was assigned as doorkeeper and at the same time sacristan, so many people went to him. They would go to the College of Notre Dame in Montreal and ask for the prayer of this humble person. He would pray using that prayer when somebody is possessed and the devil is driven away. Aside from that, when they are sick of flu, influenza, and many other sicknesses, they would invoke the assistance of Saint André, who in turn will pray to Saint Joseph and blessing these sick people with the oil that comes from Saint Joseph. And to the surprise of all, instant healing were happening. The superior of the Notre Dame College, he was worried because, you know, with so many people coming, it disrupted the college schedule. And so he wanted to banish Saint Andre, but unfortunately he could not do it. Why? Because so many people will be looking for him. So to make the story short, the superior petitioned Rome to stop Saint Andre from the healing services invoking Saint Joseph. But Rome did not give the verdict on Saint Andre. In fact, he was allowed to continue with his ministry. So he was asked, therefore, by the superior to do his ministry outside the college. And there, he put up a small statue of Saint Joseph and a petition box to build a shrine. Thousands and thousands of healings were happening almost every week. The doctors were bothered, and they tested whether the miracle, the healing, were really true, invoking the name of Saint Joseph. And all the doctors, they said, this is beyond science. This is something supernatural. So many people helped Saint Andre to build the church. Now, in the mountain of Montreal, the biggest shrine dedicated to Saint Joseph has been built. It's so beautiful. And there, if you go down in the basement, you'll see Saint Joseph in his title, Terror of the Devil. Terror of the Devil. At this difficult moment, with the coronavirus, which is a plague, we need him more than ever to cast Satan from our midst. Let us invoke Saint Joseph using this prayer. In our families, in the countries, to cast out Satan in the plague that has stopped the whole world. The whole world is in standstill. It doesn't move. Everybody's under house arrest. And who is this who is in charge of doing this but the devil? More than ever, we need Saint Joseph. It is your feast day today, Saint Joseph. We beg of you, please help us stop the coronavirus in all parts of the world so that we can go back again to the church. We can repent of our sins properly and we'll become no longer bastards but children of God the Father. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.